Good morning, this is Jasmine. How can I assist you?
Yes, I was calling about the home care program.
Okay, is this for yourself or someone you know?
For my grandparents.
Okay. And are they on services now or they're seeking to get onto services for the first time?
Seeking.
Okay. Let's get them some help. Are you going to be the caregiver to get paid to take care of them?
Yeah.
Okay. What county?
What's the name of it?
This is Deluxe Home Care, ma'am.
Home care?
Deluxe Home Care. We're number one in the state right now and one of the highest paying agencies.
Oh, okay. Deluxe. Okay. Thank you.
What's your grandma's first and last name?
Early, and that's Ethan Edwards, A-R-L-I-E, Collins, last name, C-O-L-L-I-N-S.
And date of birth from Ms. Collins?
August 28th, 1953.
Okay, and your grandpa?
No, just my grandma.
Just your grandma? Okay, what's her address?
4704 Southwest 3rd Street, Blue Springs, Missouri, 64014.
What county is this in?
Jackson.
What's your first and last name?
Oshonda, O-S-H-O-N-D-A, Bolton, D as in boy, O-L. T-O-N.
Oshonda, O-S-H-O-N-D-A, Bolton, B-O-L-T-O-N?
Yes.
Okay. And would you happen to have your grandmother's Medicaid ID so I could check her eligibility code?
260.
260.
Yes. 58009.
Okay, please hold while I check it for home care eligibility, okay? Please hold. She's still married, separated from spouse, living with someone?
Separated from spouse and living with me.
Okay. The address is, she's reflecting and she's still at 9314 East 83rd Street.
No.
And there's another address, 9513 East 83rd in Raytown. I'm just reading what's on the notes. These are all things that when we call now to request home care, we have to update, okay? Let me see what else has to be updated on here. All right, I want you to write down some information. Let me know when you're ready, preferably in a notebook, notepad, somewhere where you could reference back to this because you're going to need this information, okay? Just let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
So what we're going to do today for Ms. Colleen, is she with you now?
Yes, Collins, her last name.
Collins, they may ask to speak to her. Let me just
okay.
check real quick. So they could verify her information and give you permission to speak on her behalf. What we're going to do today is basically knock on the stage doors. We're going to let them know that she's in need of home care services, and you're looking to get the CDS program. Write that acronym down. It's short for Consumer Direct Support. That's the program that allows her to hire you to be her attendant and get paid.
So I will have to call Medicaid again?
We're not calling Medicaid. We're going to be calling seniors and disabilities, the people that approve home care.
Okay.
So CDS program.
Hold on, I'm putting in. Hold on.
Yep, take your time.
And then you said it's called Seniors What? Disability?
The program that we're going to be aiming to get is called the CDS program. Consumer Direct Support. That's the program that Medicaid pays a friend, family, or trusted loved one.
Yes, I know, but you had said seniors, disability, and so I was...
We're going to call seniors and disabilities, the people that approve home care, yes, because the program is through seniors and disabilities.
Okay, thank you.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
So they're the ones that are going to come out and do what's called a physical assessment. They're going to want to meet her. They're going to want to sit down with her. They're going to ask her questions. They're going to evaluate her. They're going to check her medications. They're going to ask to speak to her doctors. They're going to confirm her disabilities. These are the people that approve home care. Once she's been assessed, go ahead.
Is there any type of diagnosis that you guys don't approve of for caregivers?
What do you mean,
say,
diagnosis?
If CDS say, oh, well, she's not... She's been diagnosed with a certain condition. We don't approve that, so she doesn't qualify for the.
What are her disabilities right now?
I'm not sure. She just came to Missouri, so I'm going to have to take her to take her to the doctor as a new patient, and so that's why I'm just asking these questions.
The only thing that no one can get paid for is when you have Alzheimer's or dementia. Does she have Alzheimer's, dementia? Has she been clinically diagnosed with any of that?
I'm not sure. I'm going to take her to the doctor and see.
Well, if she has not been clinically diagnosed with that, don't mention that. Don't mention anything about memory loss until she's been clinically diagnosed.
Okay, because I know that she has a speech impairment. And she did have a stroke.
Yeah, well, we could put that's towards the stroke. She has a speech impairment because of the stroke.
Okay.
Yeah. We could word that. I'm going to teach you how to do all of that, okay?
Okay.
Let's get through the principle of it all, okay? Because we're going to get distracted with the questions. I'm going to answer all your questions when we're done, okay? Let me prep you first, okay?
Okay.
So basically, when we knock on the stage doors, they're going to ask to speak to her. They're going to want to confirm who you are, who she is, and they're going to need verbal consent. So good morning. I'm calling on behalf of my grandmother. She's in need of the CDS program. You stop and you wait. Wait for them to find her in the system. I'm going to prompt her Medicaid ID, but you have to confirm it with the specialist along with any other information that they ask of you. Okay. They're going to ask for her marital status, her living arrangement, who she's with, who's helping her, what kind of assistance she needs. The questions are very simple and in order. They're going to ask if there's any bed bugs, rodents, pest infestations, any dangerous weapons in or outside of the home, any communicable diseases. The answer is no to all of that. They're going to ask you if you have any weapons in your home. If you're a licensed pistol carrier, that's none of the state's business, okay?
Got it.
They're going to ask you, what are her disabilities?
stroke.
What? Okay, go ahead.
Speech impairment.
Okay. Is she visually impaired? Does she walk with an assistive device? Any cholesterol, diabetes, high blood pressure? Talk to me.
I'm not aware of that at this time.
Okay, we need, let's formulate what we're going to say, okay? Because we need more substance than that. So because of the stroke, what are you noticing since she's been under your care for some time now? So you're noticing speech impediment. Does she have a loss of appetite? Has she lost weight? Do you modify her meals?
Just to give you a back story, she just got with me in November, so I haven't noticed any loss of weight. She does have an appetite. She's still mobile, could move around. She can.
Does she use anything? Does she use like a walker for stability, a cane?
No.
Okay. So the stroke has not impaired her mobility as far as walking?
No.
Okay. All right. Let's go somewhere else with that. Hearing. Is her hearing good? Does she wear glasses?
Yes.
Okay.
No.
Okay. So we're going to have to stick to the, we're going to have to stretch out her disability through the stroke she had. So speech impediment and anything else other than the stroke? Are you taking her to physical therapy? Is she doing PTOT?
No, she's not going to physical therapy.
Okay. One second, please hold. Are you going to be the only caregiver to prep her meals, you know, cook for her, take her shopping, run her errands, or you're going to be assigning someone else?
Would my mother be okay to do some of those things as well?
Absolutely. You can add your mother to the care plan. So like, let's say, you know, you're going to work or you want the weekend off, or, you know, you taking turns with your mother. When you're not there, she could clock in and out. When she's not there, you could clock in and out. You could add her to the care plan. Okay. She could be the backup aide. Because depending on the hours that they give you, you might get, you know, depending on the hours that you care. We don't know yet. So depending on the hours that you get, if you get more than 40 hours, you might have to split your time with her.
Okay. Yes, it will be my mother.
All right, so we'll add her to the care plan as well. She would have to fill out a hiring application.
Okay.
One second. All right, now I want you to write down some information that you're going to need. So the agency that's going to hire you and your mom and assist your grandma onto services is called Deluxe Home Care. Deluxe is spelled D-E-L-U-X-E.
Let me write down.
Mm-hmm. The agency's phone number is 314-501-2508. That's 314-501-2508.
Okay.
My name is Jasmine. They're going to ask you for her disabilities. Disabilities are things she's been medically, clinically diagnosed with. So tell them, when was she released from the hospital with the stroke? How long ago was it?
In 2016.
2016? So we can't say that she was recently had a stroke. Is she doing any physical therapy for it or no? That you know of? Was she doing it where she was living at?
No, she's not doing any physical therapy for that.
Okay. So she had a stroke and she's in need of help. She recently moved in with us and I'm assisting her with her daily needs. They're going to ask you, what does she need help around the house with? Everything from cooking to bathing to cleaning. Bathing, personal care scores the highest on the assessment. So anything on her body, dressing, grooming, bathing, doing her hair, her nails, nail care, wounds care, anything physically that you have to touch on her body scores the highest in the assessment. So she has to answer yes to that, because if not, she won't score high enough to qualify, okay? She has to meet the level of someone that's been accepted into a nursing home. What does that mean? That means that her needs have to exceed what she can do for herself. So if you cook for her, okay, you clean for her, you remind her, hey, grandma, let's take a bath. Hey, grandma, put your shoes. Hey, that's all personal care she needs help with, okay?
Okay.
They're going to ask if you need a visiting nurse to come out once a week and check her vitals and, you know, prep her medication in a pill box. She is a mandated reporter. I don't know if you want someone like that once a week up in your house. If and when she does need the service, we can always call later and add it to the care plan. If she does not need it, all you need to say is not at this time.
Yeah, I don't need.
Because you can get paid to go get her meds and put them in a little clear box. You understand?
Right. That's
the goal.
On that.
Yeah, the goal is
what
that.
I want to do.
Mm-hmm. Now.
Yeah.
They're going to offer you Meals on Wheels program. If you feel that she can benefit from Meals on Wheels because you and your mom, I don't know, don't want to cook, don't cook, you know, have problems feeding her, or she's just real picky with her meals, then you can say yes. If no, don't do it, because then they won't pay you to take her grocery shopping, prep her meals, and do her dishes, because guess what? Hot delivered meals are being delivered in disposable containers. So if she doesn't need it, not at this time. These are all services that later on, if you feel, listen, I just don't want to cook for the remaining of the year, we can add it to her care plan, hot delivered meals, okay?
Okay.
They're going to offer you a social daycare for her. That's when they pick her up. They provide transportation to and from her house so she can socialize with other like-minded people. It is a great program. It's proven to prolong people's lives. They stay healthier because they are engaging in the community. They go on trips.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fun place to be. It's like a daycare for adults, basically, okay? But again, that's
okay.
Something that if you feel that she's not going to participate, that she's not going to like, you could tell them not at this time. Because whenever she is at the social daycare, guess what? You and your mom cannot clock in and out on those days that she's there because all her needs are being met at the daycare.
Okay.
So if you feel that she's not going to do well there or she's not going to like it, not at this time. Okay?
Now, what will happen if my mom and I, you know, take a trip or something like that? Do they acquire any type of adult daycare that will assist her 24 hours?
I'm not sure about that specifically. I wouldn't know because we don't do that service, yeah. But I'm sure that you can take her on vacation with you. But
okay.
That's something that you would have to ask, you know, once you get her enrolled. And, you know, how does it go when she wants to have them? She travels to go see her family once a year or twice a year. How do you go about that? How do you take her with you? How does the caregiver clock in and out while she's away? All right?
Okay.
All right. So let me see what else you're going to need. I think that's it. That's it. That's all they're going to ask you. Only answer questions you ask, okay?
Right.
You ready?
Oh, okay. You calling them on the phone. Okay.
Oh, we're going to do this right now, Ms. Bolton.
Oh.
We're going to get her online for an assessment. You need to get paid,
okay.
Right? All right.
Right.
All right. So good morning. My name is LaShonda Bolton. I'm calling on behalf of my grandmother, Miss Collins. She is in need of the CDS program. You stop. Wait for her to introduce herself. Find her in the system. I'm going to be confirming her Medicaid ID. I'm going to prompt it into the system, but you have to confirm it, or your grandma has to confirm it for the worker. Once they have her pulled up, they're going to ask you again, what can they help you with? Tell them that your grandmother's in need of home care services, and she would like to apply for the CDS program. Once you tell them that, the whole questions are going to, you know, revolve around what she needs to ask her, which is her living arrangements, her marital status, her date of birth, her address. They're going to confirm, you know, her disabilities, what her needs are, and then it's called a pre-screen, basically. What it does is that it tells the state, hey, she's coming, she's going to be needing assistance. Let's get her online to activate her for a worker to come out and do what's called the in-home assessment. All right?
Okay.
All right. They're going to ask you if you have a provider or an agency picked out. You're going to tell them yes. You've chosen Deluxe Home Care. You're going to give them the agency's name, phone number, and my name.
Okay.
All right. Please hold while I get you stayed on the line. Seniors and disabilities, please hold. It may take me several attempts to get us through to a worker, so just bear with me, okay?
Okay.
Trying to add a call to this call. 1 second. Let me try calling you on my transferring line. 1 second. That's going to be me buzzing you in. Hey, I'm going to disconnect another line.